You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
We're seeing job losses at the moment, as I said earlier, and also worker shortages at exactly the same time, which is weird. We've got the Warehouse, Xero, Sky TV, Auckland Council all announced that they have plans for job cuts. Yet 90% of businesses who are trying to find staff are struggling at the moment. The Herald's business editor at large, Liam Dan, is with us on this. Hi, Liam.
G'day, Heather.
How is both of these things happening? Why have we got this overlap?
I guess it is. It's a weird sort of changing of the tides. Mm. The headlines we're starting to see remind me of the days post GFC, last time we went into recession. You start to see the more and more headlines of job losses as the unemployment rate starts to tick up. But then at the same time, businesses still crying out. And actually, again, today, the ANZ Business Outlook, still had businesses saying it was their biggest concern was getting staff.
Mm.
So something's got to give. I think there's a mismatch there, though, isn't there? Because it's a lot of at the lower end, retail, hospitality, still construction, particularly if you're in the Hawke's Bay or somewhere where we're rebuilding. Those jobs are they're really struggling for workers, trying to get people in across the borders with migration. But then the corporates tend to look through where they've got excess capacity in it. It's your HR, your comms, your marketing, your IT support, those kind of white collar jobs. So that will really put the squeeze on people often who have mortgages to pay. I know it's a tiny violin thing if you're saying, well, I mean, sort of like saying, well, people who don't have much money, it's not such a shock, but it can be a real shift for people who are, what we would say middle class and so on, suddenly
it's
facing
a shock for anybody. I mean, I don't know why. It grinds my gears that we minimise it for people who we consider to be wealthy. Like their mortgage rates, their mortgage payments will be proportional to their income.
Yeah, and it's about the number of people coming onto the market at one time. So I was looking at it, the balancing act we're doing here, and I've sort of been an advocate for smoothing things out, it means that we're not going to see unemployment go to the kind of levels that we had with the GFC, where it got up to 6, nearly 7%, but it's happening very quickly. And so the Reserve Bank's central forecast for unemployment by this time next year is 5.3%. Mm-hmm. I was doing the maths. That's an additional 54,000 people who will be unemployed. So on top of the 99,000 and registered unemployed right now, that's a lot of people if you put them in a rugby stadium or something. And more people than that will probably have to lose their jobs because, that not everyone's going to end up unemployed. A lot of people are going to find work because of the fact we've got capacity in the economy to soak them up, which is a good thing. So I guess this is just where the rubber hits the road. This is the bit where, heading into recession, you can talk about it theoretically, but it's tough. So let's keep hoping that inflation comes off and we don't have to go as
it's
high with the rates.
It's not going to come off. Liam, it's not going to come off when you've got the government lifting benefit rates, lifting the minimum wage, and then also lifting public service pay, right?
Well, that's the next step, isn't it? If we don't get it down with monetary policy and tightening our own belts, then you're going to end up having to see governments slashing and burning, and that's the worry.
Liam, here's the question for you though. I mean, obviously, if you're a whole bunch of construction companies falling over at the moment, right? And if you're in construction and you lose your job with one company, pretty easy to find your job with another at the moment because they are desperate, the ones who are still going. Is the same not true of the white collar worker? If you lose your job in, let's say HR with some business, will you not just find another job elsewhere because the job market's so tight?
Look, maybe it's a sort of a cruel thing, but you almost want to be at the front end of this process, don't you? Because at the moment, I would say that is more likely. As the numbers rise, the Reserve Bank is actually forecasting that unemployment will peak at 5.7. Again, we had those kind of rates through 2016, and we say that's historically normal, but it's about the shift in direction and how quickly it happens and how quickly you have people all going onto the job market at once. And it can make it very difficult if you've got a lot of people, and I'm not picking on HR, but just generally in what they call office, corporate support staff, that sort of thing, all going onto the market at once, it could get very tight. And that's, I guess, when you see people having to go overseas and things like that.
Yeah, Liam, thank you very much for talking us through it. Appreciate it. It's Liam Dan, the Herald's business editor at large.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.